setting the bar time.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
All right. Do you remember this iconic scene from the movie Anchorman? The movie Anchorman starring Steve Carell, Will Ferrell, Paul Rudd.
The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
Yeah, Christina Applegate. Yeah, so remember, Ron Burgundy will literally read anything that's on the teleprompter.
You stay classy, San Diego. I'm Ron Burgundy?
There was a question mark.
Who typed a question mark on the teleprompter? For the last time, anything you put on that prompter, Burgundy will read.
Yeah. Yes. So this setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without pulling a Ron Burgundy on live television, you're doing okay.
Okay, what did we say?
All right, this BBC anchor was doing a story on a type of mouse native to North Europe and how they're being released back into their natural habitat, but not necessarily a swear word thrown in there, so it was a lot more tame than that, but the teleprompter just said habit, but it was kind of a funny result.
Over the last 20 years, the number of hazel dormice has declined by as much as 70% across the UK. It's hoped a new project which sees them re-released into their natural habit.
Okay, habit. Whoops. Accidentally said habit.
Natural habitat?
Yeah, she just said habit. She realized it was wrong.
Could help to restore the population. Is it habit or habitat? Well, it's habit on the auto cue, so what can I say? Nicola Hassler has more. I'm Ron Burgundy.
she got it.
She legit. She was like, you know what? I'm just going to read whatever's on this teleprompter.
It's my Ron Burgundy moment. Yeah. I'm owning it.
Yeah, her Will Ferrell's famous line there. And she explained a little bit after that.
I, of course, meant to say habitat, but habit was written on the auto cue, which just shows you that I just read whatever is written in front of me, clearly.
Yeah, just like...
Yes, well, sometimes I would second guess it, too, because I'd be like, oh, maybe I was wrong. It makes you second guess, and in that split second, if you're on live TV, you just got to go with it.
Yeah, kind of like...
I'm on Burgundy?
All right, so again, you're not going to probably fall a victim to this setting the bar story. But still a good reminder to read before you perform or go live.
Well,
good,
yes.
Good idea to pre-read things.
Maybe if you're giving a presentation in front of your office or something, make sure you proofread what you're going to say.
That's right. That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX.